This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and you can send us a direct message off that if you can't get to us on the chat room on Facebook. And joining us right now, hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, not to be outdone here, but we need to let the people know that if they're climbing on an airplane to go anywhere, if it's Southwest or American Airlines, you better call and make sure that the flight is still on. Because starting yesterday, well, actually Saturday, the Southwest pilots, who were the first ones to start it, I think, started to call in with a sick-in. Then it spread over to American. Well, yesterday, Southwest canceled 1,000 flights on their own little lonesome without knowing what American Airlines did. And even a few airline flight controllers called in sick, too. All over the vaccine mandate.
That's exactly right. So obviously, Captain, the ripple effect, even after one day, I'm sure is going to be significant, trying to get people who are likely trapped in airports at this point, basically.
Sure they are.
Yeah, trying to get home. And then, of course, with the weather that's coming in, if they're trying to go to parts in the West that are going to have some weather issues.
Good luck.
That's right. That's going to compound it.
Anywhere in the Rocky Mountains for the next couple of days, good luck.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Now, we've got a big problem out there in California with all those ships setting off the coast, and nobody seems to know how to answer the problem, right?
Right.
Well, I know who does. Our great governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, has offered a solution to California and to the Department of Commerce and everyone that controls where these ships go. He says, we know we have a supply problem in this country. As illustrated by empty shelves and delayed products in every retail chain and small enterprise. Everything from electronic equipment to appliances to fresh dog food is in limited or short supply because of this, correct?
Yep.
Well, Florida may now be leading the way to a possible solution to the country's supply chain issues. Kudos to Governor Ron DeSantis and the CEO of the Florida Ports Council, Michael Rubin, who's extended an invitation to those languishing ships that are sitting off your coast to travel southeast and fill up our ports and let us unload them. By the way, there will be no delay. There will be no hesitation. They'll be able to get those containers off so they can go back and get some more. And guess what? The distribution of goods across the country is just as good, if not better, out of Florida as it is anywhere in the country.
Very interesting, very interesting. And I know that there may be one thing at play, though, and I think you mentioned it before, Captain. Some of these ships, they only have the ability to go to a particular port as part of their
bonds.
Exactly, exactly.
But that can be changed by the government.
Exactly. So again, people are looking for some kind of solution here, because the American people are not going to simply accept the idea that shelves will be bare, products will be scarce, prices will be higher, all these things. And especially, Captain, we've even had this major environmental disaster off the coast of Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of these ships had to park or ended up parking basically in an unauthorized zone where their anchor apparently broke the pipe that had the oil in it.
Right. And while your state loses major job creator Elon Musk to Texas, and any parent who plans to have his or her children looking for the exit door in order to protect their offspring, Florida doesn't even have to try and cast shade on California when a state's leader looks to solve problems and deliver rather than virtue signal and boast. That state will always surpass and exceed. That's the case of Florida.
Again, yeah, it's a real study in the differences of leadership and so forth. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom is more worried about lawnmower engines.
It's more than that. Listen to this. California is no longer the most efficient way to move goods to the East Coast or even the Midwest. Florida is the answer. In most cases, it's shorter to come to the ports in Florida than it is to go to California, depending on where they come from.
Well, right. Obviously, I guess it would depend on whether or not they'd ever have to go through the Panama Canal or something like that in order to get around. Yeah.
And our governor directed $250 million of the stimulus money back when he got it to Florida's 15 seaports to help offset the pandemic impacts, knowing full well this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Captain, sometimes I wonder if the Democrat Party elite are more happy with these kinds of backups and this kind of stuff.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
It's their whole point. Confusion, chaos, is what they want. All right, Paul, caller, hold your line there. I'll be right to you. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll across the overnight radio airwaves. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and that's a total number of terrestrial radio, internet, and satellite listeners, too, as well as a great audience that we have in India and another one that we have in Germany every night, and we appreciate them very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Remember, I'm not telling you about anything specific to go over there and get. I'm just telling you that everything is marked down at insanely low prices, and all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. Look at the homepage. You'll see what I'm talking about. Now, everything needs a promo code, and the only promo code you need to have is the word Captain. That's it, Captain. That gets you all those low prices. And if you want to get even more than that, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. That's a special link that's there on the page. You double-click on it, and boom, it opens up. About 2 dozen items will be there, some of which are priced even lower than what you saw on the home page. Again, promo code Captain. But if you want to talk to a live person on the phone, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got Dan DeMann, our professor emeritus, on the line, and I'm going to ask Dan DeMann a question. Okay, Dan DeMann, who's in charge of this mess out there in California at the federal level?
Pete Buttigieg.
Thank you.
Our great Secretary of Transportation.
The mayor of South Bend, where they must have had the biggest seaport in the country.
Yeah, we got three ports in Indiana, but none that big.
And not South Bend.
Nowhere near South Bend.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't even good with snow removal.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and garbage, I was told, yep. But anyway, what do you think about this thing in California before we move on to your subject there?
Well, I think with 148 ships, you'll be until at least March or April trying to get those through the ports. I don't know what the big hang-up is. I'm told it's truck drivers, but, you know, that's one occupation that made it through. That was one of the major occupations that made through the shutdown unscathed. So I don't know what's going on in California, but, you know, Indiana, we're not having problems with truck drivers, but you're going to be forever trying to get those 148 through Long Beach and Los Angeles.
Unless
like
we use
March or April.
Unless we do what has been suggested by our governor in Florida, we have the space, we have the berths, we have the equipment, we have the workers, we have the railroads, we have the trucks, we're ready.
We still have to take those ships through the Chinese-controlled Panama Canal, too, now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be an additional cost. You know, the cost of a container, just one container, is now $25,000.
Yep, it's even higher if it sits there, I'm afraid.
Right. And, you know, by what I've been told, there's several ships that have containers full of couches, you know,
right.
Living room suits.
Right.
That's an additional $1,200 now a couch.
Right.
Because of the price of the containers going up.
Yep.
But what my point is, if this would have been President Trump, not President Biden, he'd have had his transportation department, Secretary of Transportation, they would have expedited this. This would have been taken care of June,
yeah.
July. It would have been done by now. It would have been Operation Warp Speed for container ships. They're not seeing that. As I said, I think Build Back Better is nothing more than a man-made crisis. I think that's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's not a crisis, the Biden administration will invent one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very good at that. And I think a lot of this stuff's just done on purpose.
Well,
you know, I still hear pundits on TV complain about the south border, but they don't care. They're doing exactly what they want to do.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I got a question for Dan. Hey, Dan, as you mentioned with the Biden administration, you know, it's like they have to have a crisis, but could the end game of these kinds of crises be something where Biden can come out and say, this has gone too far, we can't have this go on anymore, I've got to nationalize, you know, the something about this whole issue, and grab control, basically, you know, because people like Biden and his ilk, they're always trying to grab the control of the means of production or that kind of thing. But, I mean, could it go that far, do you think?
I think it's already happened. Look at the airlines. You talk about the old Soviet Union ran their airlines more efficient than our airlines are being run now, and it's all because of these stupid mandates. You know, you look at an airport. You know, one of the reasons why they said about the airlines, you know, the mandates, Southwest, the story you guys were talking about earlier.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? You could do that with Avis, Budget, and Enterprise, because they are government contractors, too, all located at airports. Even the airport terminals themselves, you know, were subsidized by federal money. It's all about control. And he's going to control who gets on an airplane and who doesn't, and what time those airplanes are going to take off and land, their destinations, everything. I think by Thanksgiving, you're going to see this big time. Can you imagine trying to get on a plane on November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving, under this scenario, or trying to get back on the Sunday after Thanksgiving? It's going to be a complete mess, a complete mess. But that's the Biden administration. If they don't have a mess, they'll invent one. That's what Build Back Better means.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the whole thing is going to just be another scam for control.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the ship, what we're talking about, container ships, don't
mm-hmm.
think that's not well planned out, too. Do you, you know, I think a lot of times, do they want to be productive? Do they want to get things done? No, everything's got to come to a standstill so they can gain the power. Kind of like what you said, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what it is, and you're starting to see it now. And this isn't something that's going to happen down the road. It has started.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we're at. I don't look for much to go on for Christmas. I think the shelves now, if you go to a Dollar Tree or a Dollar Store or Dollar General, those shelves are pretty bare right now, and it's like mid-October. So we got a little over two more months until Christmas. And there's nothing there. And most of Christmas, it's out there off the coast of California.
Yeah. They got televisions. They got all kinds of stuff out there, all the electronics. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I wonder, do these people want to lose? Because they're not acting like what, they're not very efficient. Pete Buttigieg, you know, he's warming the seat for somebody. You know, he's known he's going to be there for 4 years, and he's not going to accomplish anything. Nothing. Name one thing that a cabinet secretary can take, at least positive credit for. There is nothing. Nothing. You know, Blinken, his name fits his IQ. His ability to govern, it's just not there. It's a blank. And I think you're seeing that with Department of Commerce, Department of Transportation, you know, every department, justice, whatever. It's all a step backwards. There's no forward progression. And that's where I think they make their man-made crisis. And they're doing it now.
Okay.
I don't know what else to tell you, except it mind-boggles me. They're setting this country up for a big failure, a big failure.
Okie dokie. Well, let's let you go, and I got another caller here, and I'm going to take that caller, and thanks very much, Dan. Talk to you later in the week.
Yeah, you and Kyle, you guys have a good Monday.
All right, thanks very much. Okay. All right, so now let's see here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's up?
Yes, Captain, everything that your previous caller just described, it looks like, to Ray Charles, it looks like communism. This is going to be, this is what the Democrat Party is, that it's in their playbook to destroy this country.
Talked about that hour number one for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's okay. I'm going to talk about again in hour number four with Frank.
Well, that's, yes, but mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's a Ray Charles,
right.
It looks like communism.
You're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
All right, thanks. He's absolutely right, Kyle. Remember, we talked about it in hour number one, and that's exactly what's going on here.
Well, exactly right. And so this is why even I was talking with Dan or asked Dan about the idea of, you know, they want to seize control of these things. And at some point, the Biden administration can say it's gone too far. Here's how we're going to have to solve it. And I think Dan was right, too. President Trump would have actually had people solving the problem. But what we're going to see, if people are mad at the Biden administration now, just wait until there's really nothing to shop for Christmas.
And wait till the price of gas is so high they can't even afford to go buy it.
Exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, this is an intentional ploy by the Democrats, Joe Biden, and company, and friends. We already told you who the friends were in hour number one, to destroy the United States of America as we know it. We're not going to let them stand up to these people.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. StreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Folks in the nation's heartland said to stay on alert as severe weather could stretch into the night. The Storm Prediction Center forecasting the continued potential for outbreaks of tornadoes with widespread damaging winds in sections of Oklahoma and North Texas. A woman is dead and 14 people injured after a mass shooting at a crowded bar in St. Paul, Minnesota early Sunday morning, and now three suspects are being treated for gunshot wounds but will be booked as soon as they're discharged. The mass shooting happening at the 7th Street Truck Park, a bar and eatery near the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. No word on a possible motive. A Facebook VP says the company is trying to make Facebook and Instagram a safer place for teens.
We can't change human nature, and can do is change our products, which is exactly what we're doing.
Facebook's Nick Clegg on CNN State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And by the way, the Armed America Radio show was on the radio last night, live at 8 p.m. Many of you heard it on many of these same stations, and some of you heard it at different times as well. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, car, truck that you're driving. And if you really want to save money, bundle it with your homeowners, your renters, or your condos insurance, and you'll save a bunch of money. That's how you do it. Remember, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can get the name and the phone number for your local agent there if you want to go talk to him. Otherwise, you can get everything done right there on the website. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Four states in the northern part of the United States have signed a pact this week to share information on guns used in crime. Now, the four states are Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Are you surprised?
No, not at all.
And gun violence continues to plague those communities throughout their states and the nation. We are talking about blue cities in blue states, are we not?
That's right.
We're talking about cities where, in some cases, New York, for example, I believe they took $1 billion out of the police department's budget.
Well, exactly. I was just going to mention the idea of defunding the police might, you know, don't do that, because the police are, of course, the first line of defense of what you're exactly talking about in terms of gun crime.
Now, do you know who actually came out, a liberal who actually came out and said that we should not be defunding our police departments? You know who it was? What movie actor?
Who was it?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman said we should not be defunding our police departments.
Well, but also Morgan Freeman is very thoughtful. You know, Morgan Freeman, you know, this is where the funny thing is going to happen. You know, a lot of people are going to get mad at him now for some reason for saying something like that, because it's not in lockstep with the idea of defund the police. Because Morgan Freeman is old enough, of course, to know that he can think for himself. We can all think for ourselves.
Well,
but that's not what they want you to know.
Law enforcement agencies are not going to be able to share crime gun data with other agencies in the states. They'll assist in their efforts to detect and deter gun crime, their words, not mine, and investigations into so-called straw purchases, suspect dealers, firearms traffickers, and other criminals that pack those states.
Right. Well, they're also going to be bringing out the idea that guns are coming from Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, for example, and they'll say these states, to their opinion, have the weak gun laws and this kind of stuff. So a part and parcel of this is going to be to try to generate the notion that, oh, well, we need to have some sort of other national gun thing or something, because, you know, this is all too much, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's interesting, because what you just said is what the New Jersey Attorney General's office said, that about 85% of the guns used in crimes recovered in the state of New Jersey between January and July of this year came from outside the state.
Right, exactly. So they'll weave it such that they can try to make their case for stronger laws other places and this kind of thing.
Well, unfortunately, you're right, but it is what it is, and I guess we can't do much about it. Now, a Taliban announcement has left egg on the faces of many diplomats and journalists, and they taught us a good lesson, because while the domestic COVID experts likely take the cake for being the most vapid, the swath of foreign policy experts in Washington, D.C. are right there in the discussion. Now, to set this up, when a suicide bomber blew himself up and killed 13 Americans and hundreds of Afghanistans outside the gates of Kabul airport during Biden's botched withdrawal, we were told by the establishment experts and journalists that there was no possible way the Taliban were involved, because they were cooperative and had moderated. Furthermore, there was an insistence that the Taliban are mortal enemies of ISIS-K, the breakfast cereal variant of the brutal Islamic terrorist organization. Well, guess what? ISIS is alive and well in Afghanistan. There's a certain element of them, though, that's been doing the suicide bombing for whatever reason. And by the way, it's suspected that these people may have been the ones that we released from the prisons.
Right. I know. It's terrible all over.
So when the Kabul airport was surrounded by Taliban checkpoints, a coordinated suicide attack did not just sneak through all that security. This bombing just so happens to accomplish the Taliban goal of getting people to disperse at the airport. It shouldn't be lost on anybody that they figured this is a good way to do it and take out some of the bad guys, some of the infidels, too.
Well, yeah, I don't think we can put anything past the Taliban. And certainly
they can't believe them.
Yeah, they got through their security checkpoints. They got through somehow. You know, it was a joke. It was a complete, total joke that somehow we were relying on the Taliban for the security of our American fighting men and women, 13 heroes who died as a result of that horrible, misplaced, quote-unquote, trust.
Now, when people were tracking President Biden's job approval on a daily basis, people sometimes got so caught up in the day-to-day fluctuations that they missed the bigger picture to look at the longer-term trends. And Rasmussen Reports has now compiled the numbers on a monthly basis, where you can see the numbers that have gone out over the course of a month. And wait to hear this one. The president earned a monthly job approval rating of 46%. By the way, this week, this past week, it was 43%.
Right.
Now, that's down, this monthly rate of 46 is down 3 points from July. 53% disapproved of his job performance in August, up 4 points from 49% in July. And this is the third consecutive monthly decline since May, when 52% actually approved of Biden's job performance. So you got 46% that approve, 53% that disapprove. I would call that being underwater by 7%.
Yeah, and I know exactly how he could have avoided these horrible numbers, Captain. He should have stayed in the basement. Even after January the 20th, just go back to the basement. Live in the basement of the White House, for goodness sake. Say nothing. Come out. Don't do anything. He should have let the Trump economy continue to take off post-COVID, and he'd be enjoying some pretty high numbers right now because people would feel like, hey, things are going along pretty good. We haven't heard from Biden in 6 months, but he must be doing a great job or something like that. But, Chris, I'm trying to be funny, but obviously the reason these poll numbers are so terrible is because he has come out and said stuff and done stuff.
Yeah.
But every single thing he's done is causing those poll numbers to go down.
Well, while nearly two-thirds of the voters are concerned about another surge of COVID-19 cases, they're less confident in recent official guidance for coping with the pandemic. And most agree the criticism of a draconian response is all part of the problem, too. But here's the other deal, okay? Here's the other deal with all of this. There was a report that came out yesterday from the CDC that they thought that the variant would be past its peak come Thanksgiving.
Yep. Yeah, well, because we do see cases going down, although throughout the United States there's still approximately, I think, 95,000 a day.
But not in the South. In the South they're going down. I'm sorry, not in the North. In the South they're going down. The North they're going up.
Right. Right, but again, they're going to continue to say, well.
And you know why that is.
Why is that?
Colder weather.
Yep.
The germs stay around longer.
Yep, and more and more people are going to be getting sick.
And by the way, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the best-known leader of Congress, is also the least popular. And more voters are now rating her unfavorably than at any time during her career. In the meantime, her Republican counterpart, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, has better ratings, but is much less known to the voters.
Right, right. And, Pelosi, of course, is the face of a lot of these policies now. She's dug herself in so far that, I think that's why it's affecting her approval.
Yeah. And Congress, forget about it. They're so unpopular with the voters right now, and independent voters are least likely to say their current representatives deserve reelection. They're not going to vote for these guys.
And that's a big, big turnaround. It used to be, Captain, that people would not like Congress, but would like their own representative, their own backyard. But that's changed.
It has changed. It really has changed, okay? And we can only hope that's the case here where I'm sitting, so we can get rid of somebody that is here in the Tampa Bay area that represents Hillsborough County, namely Kathy Castor. It's time for her to go. All right, Kyle, hold on, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Let you know about the weather that's out there. And, yeah, we got weather. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, buddy, and we'll be telling you about where you need to keep it between the lines if you can see them out there out in the mountains going up over the top of the rocks. But this portion of the program brought to you by the pilot and the flying J. Make sure you become a member of the Drivers Club if you aren't already one, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store. That's the Pilot and Flying J. In the meantime, going back again to 1970, and here's another oldie but goodie.
Someplace where I've never been before. I'm going where the
righty. That's Canned Heat and Going Up Country from 1970, Kyle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's kind of a unique song in and of itself.
But if you watch the player that was singing, playing the lead guitar, he looked like he was just dreaming. He had no expression on his face, just looking at the wall.
Oh, back then, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. I think they were all having a good time on whatever it was they were having a good time with.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm going to read the weather real quick. We got a big-time storm system out west affecting a whole bunch of mountainous areas out there. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, yes. This is the big story, folks, in terms of the weather out west, and that is going to be these what can even be blizzard conditions very quickly in many parts of the mountain areas of the Rocky Mountains. And especially as we look out west, we've got all kinds of precipitation, showers, but also snow showers. This is going to be happening, what they believe, mostly in the mountainous areas, although it can trickle down into some of the lower-lying areas. Now, this is going to involve Montana, Idaho, also Wyoming, where they believe a lot of the brunt of the bad weather will be, but also on down into Colorado, for example. So be very, very careful because you could get whiteout conditions very quickly and almost unexpectedly. So if you're planning travel or if you're driving through those areas, trucking through, you got to be aware of this and you got to plan accordingly. We've also got freeze warnings throughout a lot of parts of the West, as a matter of fact. Winter storm watches as well through central Utah. Also, high winds throughout most of the Southwest and Southern California. These winds can be very, very high at this point as we go through Monday, hopefully waning and around the late Tuesday, but these can be very damaging winds. So if you have a high-profile vehicle, again, you have to be aware of this and be very, very careful about that. So stay safe out there because this is the first big winter storm of the season, and it is going to be very, very big, and we understand.
Yep, in Rapid City, South Dakota, you're going to have some snow around higher elevations there, so be careful coming out of Montana into South Dakota, right there around Rapid City. We do have some rain in the southeastern corner of Kansas tonight, goes over into Missouri, just north of Joplin. We've got rain coming out of Oklahoma City, up I-44 all the way to Joplin. Got some flood issues on the state line on I-35 north at the present time right there at the Kansas-Oklahoma border. Now, we've also got some watches, flood watches and severe thunderstorm watches from just inside the Arkansas line, from Fort Smith all the way down to the Louisiana, northwest corner of Louisiana, and then the eastern, northeastern part of Texas as well. So you'll have a short section of I-20 where you'll have some severe weather from Longview over to, from Tyler over to Fort Smith. And then you'll have this area up on I-30 through Texarkana, about 20, 30 miles into Arkansas, where you could be running into some interesting weather tonight. Now, we do have a system going up the East Coast right now, subtropical system, that didn't become a storm, but it's got wind, it's got waves, it's got rain, and it's doing all of that off the Carolina coast, if you will, and up the shoreline there, right there, Carolina, Cape Hatteras. And then you'll pick it up again in South Jersey, up through Long Island, up through Connecticut, up through Rhode Island, and Massachusetts as well. And then we have two more systems out there coming into the Caribbean. And I'm telling you, you just can't get over the weather yet. One of them looks like it's got about a 10% chance of developing. The one behind it, the one furthest out that's moving along fairly quickly, has got a 30% chance of developing. And that's the one we got to watch because both of them are coming towards the Caribbean and look like they could come into the Caribbean. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Okay, Kyle, tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much and appreciate his participation. Now, we're going to go right over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Have you called in sick today?
No.
Well, apparently, the Southwest airline pilots, not to be outdone by the American airline pilots, who are also involved in this, Southwest yesterday, by themselves, canceled 1,000 flights. And I got to tell you, I was watching yesterday afternoon and into the evening. I haven't seen a Southwest airline plane take off or land over here.
Well, yeah, this is the agreement that the union has is kind of an interesting agreement, but Southwest was blaming this on weather and air traffic controllers. The air traffic controllers push back and goes, this doesn't have anything to do with us. And I'm not sure about weather. I know that there was a little bit of weather.
There was no weather in Jacksonville where it started. Because that's where it all started.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's essentially a strike. And this is in protest to some mandates, certainly dealing with vaccines. Southwest also does have some government contracts.
Yep.
And with that, that's how they can mandate the vaccines. So I think Amtrak employees are doing the same thing. So keep a watchful eye on this one because this one's, I think, going to expand in a big way.
Well, that's part of what some of the problem is out there in California. They can't get drivers because of the vaccine mandate because a bunch of drivers aren't going to do it, number one. And the stevedores are also doing a slowdown or sick in or whatever it is they're doing, something along that. At the ports, that's part of the problem. And we're going to talk about a solution maybe for the ports thanks to our governor who stepped up. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But let's not forget with this situation, the sick-in, as far as we know today, the sick-in is still on. I haven't heard it's not. Have you?
I haven't heard it's not either. Correct.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. So if you're going to the airport, folks, and you're climbing on a Southwest plane, or think you are, or an American Airlines plane, you better call ahead and see if your flight has either been canceled or postponed, because there's a lot of postponed flights already for today around the country. All right, Denise, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour news. Your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and all that good stuff. We'll be right back with more. And let's not forget, this show is all about we the people. We the people. We run the show. Let's start acting like it. I'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.